Hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us a little bit about this run walk going on and who it's actually for. So this is the first run walk for the sex trafficking issue that's going on. Is that correct?
Actually, it's the third, walk that we've held, but the first that we've held the walk and sponsored it on our own. The Tri-City Seroptimist Against Trafficking is the organization sponsoring the walk this year.
Okay, so interestingly enough, when people hear the term sex trafficking, I think a lot of people tend to kind of shy away, like, what's that? I don't know, you know? So
pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, it is, and you just don't think about things like that in our own community. But it's become more of an issue, and why is that?
Well, it's a good example to compare it with would be domestic violence. And maybe where we were a few years ago with the issue of domestic violence, it was always kind of behind the scenes in the privacy of homes, and it has come to the forefront now, and people just really don't abide that sort of thing. And we're finding that we're in the same place now with human trafficking, and in our case, the one that we're focusing on is domestic, which is U.S., minor, less than 18 years old, sex trafficking. And it is a big issue in our community.
Well, I know that nationally, on a national level, I mean, there's lots and lots of kidnappings where young girls, you know, under the age of 16 even, are kidnapped and then they're sent to Mexico or some place out of our nation and used for sex trafficking. I know that has always been an issue. But to hear that it's happening in our own community, I mean, in what ways are things like that? I mean, are parents selling their children? Or, I mean, how is this happening? And what is it?
We happen to be on a hub area between Portland and Seattle, which are one and two in the nation for this type of trafficking and this type of slavery. And so our location makes, and our proximity to these two sex trafficking hubs makes...
makes sense why we... Yeah,
yes.
Why it would start to show up as
yes.
an issue. So, and oftentimes it's teen runaways, teens having trouble at home. Somebody comes along, grooms them for the perfect position, promises to take care of them, moves them to Portland or Seattle, and they're forced into prostitution. Is that pretty much how it goes?
That's one story, but it also can involve students who are in very happy homes. They're active in school. They get good grades. They perhaps want to be a model or a dancer or want to be a performer, and someone hears about that, exploits that desire of this young person and offers a photo session or something like that, and pretty soon they've got pictures on the internet. They're being forced into slavery and
maybe
selling.
Blackmailed and stuff.
Oh yeah, because
wow.
These people know where they live. They know their little sister and brother. Nobody will want them once these pictures are displayed. It's a horrific crime that's happening to our kids locally.
So raising funds helps to increase awareness so that people know maybe the warning signs or ways to see something before it actually happens. How else is it beneficial by raising awareness and having these walks and these things? And I know there's a lot of local agencies involved too, but what more can a community do to help prevent this kind of a thing?
We just want every mom, every dad, every grandparent, every sister, every brother, every teacher, everyone to be aware of signs that this is happening to the young people in our community and to say something. And what we're finding now is law enforcement and social service providers are becoming better informed. They're becoming better trained thanks to some of the activities that have gone on in our state. Washington State actually is a leader in legislation, making laws more difficult for
stricter penalties and
stricter
such.
Penalties, that okay. sort of thing. So we just want people to be better informed
right.
and to realize this is a problem. And so the fundraising is great, and we take all donations and that sort of thing, but really our primary focus is to raise awareness in our community so that these people, the pimps and so on, know that
they're to not avoid waking, it or something.
They're not welcome here, and we won't have it.
So. Good idea. Well, thank you, Kathy Hansen, for coming in. Kathy, can you tell us a little about yourself? You had worked out in the area for many years and now retired. Is this kind of what you're taking on, some of these great causes for our community?
It is. I belong to Soroptimist, and that is an organization whose mission is to improve the lives of women and girls in local communities and worldwide. And this has just become a passion of mine, and it's such a horrible thing to see happening in our community, and our clubs are very much behind making this not happen in our communities. So,
well, we appreciate your efforts. So coming up September 28th, and it's at the Columbia Point Marina Park.
Yes.
And it's the shelter number one, which is closest to the restrooms.
Yes.
And what's the best way for people to register for this?
There is an online registration form, and we'd like to have as many people as possible pre-registered to get a t-shirt. But it's not too late to register now, even though the deadline to pre-register is gone. If you send an email to the email address on the registration form and let us know your name and size, we'll order a t-shirt and you can pay the day of the walk.
Okay, sounds good. That's going to be a fun walk run. And anybody, is there an age limit or can people bring their kids and
children?
Stuff?
Oh, definitely. Okay. We have strollers and pets and
perfect.
Kids are all free.
Pets even. That's
pets.
Super cool.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, maybe not my horse, but well, thank you so much, Kathy, for coming in and telling us about this. And again, don't forget, everybody, all the links and the info right there on the website. If you didn't get it in this audio portion, you can click on the links on the actual post. And thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Faith, for having me.